This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, my dear friends, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new episode of Back to Reality. Hope you're doing great and everything is just fine with you. Now that we have your precious attention, buckle up to fly beyond the surface of your favorite topics. You are listening to Arab English Radio and this is Asma, at your service as the host. Well, as for our dear guests, I should say today is heaven. I have two of my very dear amazing friends and together we'd provide some captivating, thought-provoking stuff for you. And I forgot to tell you that both of them are Zainab. So I shall add that S on you, Zainab.
Yes. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'm Zainab Sadat. I have my BA in English Language and Literature and my MA in Teaching English as a Foreign Language. And
so great.
And of course, one of my big interests is in religious studies.
Dear one, Zainab.
Zainab Askari. Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
And you, Zainab, please give us a bit about your field of study.
Okay. Oh, well, I have done my master's in linguistics from India.
Yes.
And then I am still engaged in religious studies in the Hafsa of Qom as
of now. So I am over exhilarated to be with both of you. Well, life is difficult and no one is out there to say no. Of course, it is difficult and it's got situations that look like calamities and catastrophes. They would fall on you and then everything would collapse around you. Then you would come to this conclusion that, okay, in order to leave, I have to crush my heart and break all my feelings and turn them into ashes. Mm-hmm. I would turn into a robot and I'm no longer a human being with feelings because that's what life is going to make out of me. Do you agree? Is it true?
I believe that sometimes it is better for us to just neglect our emotions and do something that we don't want for our own benefit. Yes.
That's so depressing.
Yes. For my case, in the situations where I gained something, I had to turn off my feelings for a while.
So, Zainab, do you agree with her?
Well, as for me, life is full of ups and downs. Sometimes you feel like it's going smooth and everything is
peachy and pink.
Yes, exactly. But then in the moment's notice, you realize that as if you have been thrown a curveball. So life does not go all the time the way you want it to go, as she said. There's a quote in Urdu, I would like to say that.
Yeah, of course.
Har kisi ko mukammal jahan nahi milta, kahin zameen to kahin aasman nahi milta. Not everyone gets the entire world. Sometimes you don't have the earth, sometimes you don't have the support of sky.
So you so that's team the meaning with Zainab of the quote. And you believe that sometimes we have to kill our feelings.
Of course you have to.
Yes.
That seems very depressing.
And that's
depressing.
Temporary, you know, Asma. You don't have to bother yourself. That's temporary. As soon as you get what you want, you know, it's a must, Asma, in your life. It's a must. As just Zainab says, life is full of ups and downs and you must be flexible.
Yeah.
You must accept that in some situations, when you like to do something, you should not do that.
You actually grow, I guess.
Yeah.
You grow.
That's the process of being mature.
Yes.
Yes. Well, as much as I love to disagree with you, but there's way for me.
Because you have been always the person in my mind that follows her interest and rejects everything that is against what she wants.
Yeah.
I think the other way. I think she's not married yet.
Really?
She does not have responsibilities. She does not have so many other things to do.
Yeah.
So once I won't say like you, once you're married, you always get married.
But
once
so it has something to do with getting married.
Of course it has, because you know, even if you get married to a person of your choice, still when responsibilities come in, when other things come in, you are not able to handle all the things at a time. So sometimes, for example, you're a free bird You were living free before. Now, since you have responsibilities, you have to kill some of the expectations and feelings. And
there are lots of cases when you must do things that you hate even.
Yes.
Not the things that you don't like, but things that you hate. About, matrimonial life, yes, Zeynep's quite right.
We'll be back in no time. Dear audience, stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Even if you're not married as a human being, I don't know, whatever the case it is, in your personal life, as dealing with other human beings, I don't know, your friends, your family members, your neighbors, your coworkers, whoever that is surrounding you, and actually, if to put it more accurate, I would say life would teach you that sometimes you have to get your heart in your hand and throw it out of your chest and then decide according to what your brain is going to tell you. Because as just Sister Zeynep and the other Zeynep here with me mentioned, sometimes we have to do it for our benefits because that is where our dignity stands. Mm-hmm. And we have to kill our feelings. So there is no way to say that. You can always live with whatever that your heart and your feelings are going to tell you.
And Asma, there's another point that I must mention. I want to refer to the verse, "Asa an takrahu shay'an wa huwa khayrun lakum."
Yeah, exactly.
You can see that sometimes you might start an action that
And we have that expression, Zeynep, a blessing in disguise. So it is disguised in a bad form, but it would turn into a blessing.
Yes, you're right. Yes, there are lots of proverbs, verses. Yeah. Yes, that you can see that you start doing something that you don't like and actually hate. But when you start that and when you go on, you come to notice that, no, it's good for me and I'm starting just to like it.
Yeah.
You know, for example, I want to refer to the story of my friend, one of my friends who was just interested in arts and painting and emotional subjects. But her family just opposed her. And
such a bad
situation. They forced her to go and study law.
Oh my God, that's a crime. Art to law, there's no relation.
Yes, they made her to go and study law. And at the beginning, she was just, she hated that. She had struggled with her parents. But then gradually, as she started studying law, she was accepted at a good university.
But she's not going to be a great lawyer, trust me.
No, and gradually, the point is that gradually she started to like that
field.
Oh my
God, I started loving law.
Yes, she started, and now she's a judge.
Wow.
Yes, and she's a successful judge. You know, that's a good thing. If she followed
Unbelievable.
If she just followed what she liked. I don't want to say that art is a bad thing. But I'm saying that sometimes you
life.
Have to be flexible in your life.
Yeah, I got
And accept
meaning.
Choices that are not in your favor. And so gradually you would come to see that they are beneficial for you and you love them a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a nice story to hear about. Now, Zeynep, let's talk about this point that is there any relationship between killing your feelings for your benefit and the sacrifice that you make for other people?
Well, I think most of the times if you... First of all, I think it's not killing the feelings. It's masking the feelings. You cannot kill away a feeling. As Zeynep Sadat said that, you know, she had a friend. She had the story that we heard
Come
right
on,
now.
Come on, you're killing it. It's not
no,
masking.
No, it's masking.
Don't make it look nice.
You just turned them off temporary.
No, 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 I'll tell you why she...
And that's a
why
better point to say.
Into,
we just turned them off temporarily.
I'll tell you why her friend became a good lawyer or like a good
judge.
Judge, yeah. You know why? Because She masked her feelings, did not kill her feelings. She masked her feelings that got trapped into an energy, and that energy came out into some other form. But sometimes this mm-hmm. energy may come out into a negative form. It may have some health consequences. So it never fades away. It gets just transformed into some energy that always remains within you. And that may give you some willpower to do some other things, you know, do some other good things.
So what about sacrifice?
Sacrifices are always there.
Is it the same as sacrifice? Sacrificing yourself for the benefit of others. It is not the benefit of you.
Well, sometimes since we're all girls, I'll say most of the girls do that, especially at the time of marriage.
Yeah, since today's session is the women of the round table.
I'll say most of the girls do that. For example, even in their very important decision of life.
Yeah, that is very
For example,
true.
If you're going to marry someone, mm-hmm. you marry for your parents sometimes, but you don't express your own feelings. And that time you feel like you're sacrificing your life for your parents, but you forget the fact the entire life you have to live for yourself. It's not the sacrifice of a moment. It's the sacrifice of entire life.
Yeah.
You have to compromise each and every second you're living with the person. You masked your feelings for your parents.
Yeah.
So it's not always, even it's for your parents, like it's not always smart to mask your feelings or kill your feelings for others.
Here comes this notion. I would change my expression. I would say that it actually is killing our feelings for the benefit of others. There is no way to kill our emotions for our own benefits. You know what I mean? Because if it is my benefit, then I would never turn it off. Mm-hmm. You know?
You'll fly with your feelings.
Exactly.
Yes. You'll go on with the flow.
I have wings and I will fly whenever I wish to go.
You just change your direction when it comes to your own.
So actually the process of crushing your heart and taking it out of your chest is just because you're going to please others. Whether it be your family, your husband, your wife, whomever. Your boss, your coworker, whomever that you're dealing with.
I really don't like that.
Yeah.
It is, although I have a little difference of opinion, it's good only at one place.
Where?
I literally hate killing or masking feelings for others, but I really like it when it comes to a religion, when it comes to Allah. Sometimes I may be brought up with a negative feeling. That might not be a right feeling.
Yeah.
But when I'm killing that wrong feeling for the religion, for the sake of Allah, Allah will help me for sure to, you know, come out of that.
So when a 9-year-old girl starts to fast, mm-hmm. she is very young and very delicate, and she might not be even physically ready to do that fasting, but she does it because she's been asked to do it. She would kill her emotions for eating, for, I don't know, having happiness, just going around like other girls, and she does that only for God.
Yeah, and there's so many things like people in our cultures, they get brought up into a very different environment. You always, I don't know, you get brought up in a way that many things that are haram in Islam, that are okay in our cultures. And then when you suddenly come up into an Islamic culture, you give up your feelings for Allah.
Yeah. Actually, a very interesting point you added, Zainab.
Yeah.
This was the core of our discussion.
That's what I'm saying. You know, when you suddenly jump into an Islamic culture and here you give up your feelings mm-hmm. for Allah, hey, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But when you're giving up your feelings just to please others, that's seriously, even for your parents, I am not with that. You should not kill away your feelings for anyone.
Except for Allah.
Except for Allah. If it's in line, if your feelings are always in line with religion, go with it. No matter even if the world is against you, just go for it. But if your feelings if others are opposing your feelings, and just analyze. If they are not in line with religion,
yeah,
try to kill them. Try to mask them.
I just wanted to give you a little summary, but yes. Zainab made it all.
All right.
So thank you for that. And thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.